Parsha Vayikra, we're introduced to all the karbanos. And all the karbanos, the Torah has a catchphrase for all the karbanos. Reach Nichoach LaHashem, a pleasing fragrance for Hashem. And the question is, exactly, what's Reach? What's so special out of the five senses, none of which Hashem actually has? Why Davka Reach Nichoach? So Rashi says, Reach is a lotion of Ruach. Ruach has to do with mood, has to do with spirit. Nachas Ruach Lefonai, She'etzivisi V'nas Ritzoni. It's a Nachas Ruach to Hashem. But still, the word Reach really means something. The Gemara in Zvachim, at the end of Parak Shama in Daf Vavam Bay says there's a halachic requirement for reach. It's lafuke evarim she'tzlalon vehelon. If you would sort of roast the meat and then put on those deach, so it already had no more smell, that would be a puzzle. That haktar would be puzzle. It's halachically necessary. Not only that, you even have to have mind in the beginning that from the time of Shechita, it's halachically necessary that a smell come off the Mizbeach. It's not enough that it burns up and turns to ashes. It has to be davka, a smell, because of Reach Nichoach. What's so important about a smell? Why do we care about the smell of roasting meat in the Beis HaMikdash is the question. Rav Hirsch says, there's something unique about smell. Smell is something which you sense from very far away. Eating, you do right there. Smell is something from far away. The smell goes, you know, I don't know, it can go hundreds of feet and someone can smell it from far away. And he says this to teach us that Hashem loves the karbanos, but it's not that Hashem needs the karbanos. It's not that Hashem needs to eat and drink the karbanos, like we can add the ancient of the Elilim. We know the ancient of the Elilim. Why did they have karbanos in the old days? Right? Why did our neighbors in the old days have karbanos? It's Pasha, the gods needed to eat. For some reason, they couldn't eat on their own. I'm not sure why. So you brought them food on the Mizbeach, and they ate, and they were thirsty. So you brought them wine, libation on the Mizbeach, and they drank. It was mamish to, like, provide the needs of the gods. So our karbanos could look like some of that pagan worship at first glance. It says, no, it has to make sure to have a reach. What does a reach mean? A reach means someone very, very far away appreciates it, but they're not really there. They're not at the table. They're just far away appreciating it to teach you that the point of karbanos is not chas v'shalom to provide some need for Hashem. You could add food and drink. Some of the senses are mamish things you need. No one needs to smell anything. It's just nice, right? It doesn't support me in any, doesn't help me in any way. When I smell something nice, it doesn't help me. I'm no better off afterwards. It's just nice. Likewise, Hashem loves the karbanos, but not that he loves the karbanos. He needs the karbanos. He doesn't need anything. He loves the karbanos because it's nice. What's nice? Back to Rashi, Nachas Rav Levana, it's nice when the Jews want to worship him. So maybe to teach us about some sort of distance between Hashem and the Karbanos, as much as there's closeness, it's not that Hashem doesn't care. No, Hashem chalishes our Karbanos. Hashem is a taiva for our Karbanos. But like a taiva for a smell, you don't need it. It's just very pleasurable. Likewise, Hashem doesn't need anything, but it's very pleasurable for him when his children worship him in the Beis HaMikdash. That is one very, very, maybe Pshuto Shel Mikra approach to why smell is so important. It goes far away and gives a hanah to someone who is looking from afar. However, Rav Yaakov Zvi Mecklenburg in the Ksava Kabbalah gives a different shot, which is very, very nice. He says, smell, what's a smell? A smell is if I walk into a house and I smell a cake baking. What do I say? That's going to be really good, right? I'm looking forward to eating that cake. If I smell a barbecue, right, I start getting hungry. Boy, I'm going to enjoy that later. A smell is a harbinger of what's going to come later. Smell itself, Mela. I don't want to go around smelling cakes. If I smell the cake, then I know there's something good coming down the pike. Says the Ksava Kabbali, says, why is smell so important in karbanos? So you shouldn't think, I brought a karban. Now I was yotze. I brought the karban. I was yotze. Now I'm great. No, you bring the carver, and that's only smelling the barbecue. That's only smelling the cake. That's only a harbinger of what's going to come. The purpose of bringing a carver is to rededicate yourself to say, now I'm reminding myself what's important in life. I'm reminding myself what I want to do tomorrow and what I want to do the next day and what I want to do the next day and what I want to do for the rest of my life. And for the rest of my life, I want to be over to Hashem just like I was with this carver. If the carver is the end of the line, that's a carver without reach. The carbon is the end of the line. It's worthless. It's pasul. For a carbon to be a proper carbon, to be merutzah to Hashem, it has to be only the beginning, not the end. It has to be only the smell, and the main course is going to come later, because only then is the carbon meaningful. And I think that is very important in our lives in from two angles. Number one, whatever we do today, not to think, oh, great, I learned so much Torah, I did mitzvah, I was yotze everything. Now I can sit back, rest on my easy chair, and pat myself on the back. No, whatever we do is just rededicating ourselves to more tomorrow and more tomorrow and more tomorrow. And the Avodas Hashem is always something we want to build more and more of. But also, even if today we can't get to the final result, today I'm not Ovid Hashem the way I want. Today I'm not satisfied. I'm not 100% proud of what I did in Avodas Hashem. I did this, but I didn't do that. It's not, today's not quite everything that I want to in Avodas Hashem. That's not what's important. What's important isn't the Achila. What's important is the Reach. What's important is today. The first day of the rest of my life, is today a day when I say, this is what's coming up, when I say, just smell what's in the air and see what I'm going to be doing the next day more, and the next day more, and the next day a little more? If so, then that's really a reach, nicholach isha l'Hashem, and that's what Hashem wants, v'nirtzolo l'chaper olav, and amir tz'Hashem, all our actions should go l'ratzon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He should give us a Shabbos and a Purim of tremendous simcha, of Yeshuas v'nechamos for us and for Klal Yisrael, and we should use it as an opportunity to start with a reach, right? We call it reach HaTorah, we talk about, right? To start with a reach, to say, whatever I do this Purim, that's the first day of the rest of my life. That's how, what I'm not thinking about that day. I'm thinking about what that means and how that's going to change me and what I'm going to do the entire next year and the rest of my life. And Mirat Hashem, keep growing in Avodas Hashem. Shabbat Shalom and Frei Lechem Purim.